Hey everyone, welcome to the October update for Patreon. I know I kind of disappeared on everybody, and it's been almost a month since I was last around, and I do apologize for that. I just wanted to pop in quickly and give you all an update, let you know what's going on and what to expect for November as of right now. This is all subject to change because, as I mentioned sort of in the post this morning about the November billing, nothing is on my time frame. I'm not working to my own schedule at the moment, and that is throwing a few wrenches in the gears in terms of how I do things and where I go from here. So, long story short, a very close family member has cancer and is having surgery to remove said cancer. I am part of the support system to help with the recovery, and it's going to be a lot. It has been a lot thus far. So, like I said, not my time frame. The recovery will take what it'll take, and I have to make sure that I'm available and I'm there and I'm supporting in every way that I can. So it just kind of, took over my life a little bit as a result. My audio world and my music world and a lot of my other world took a back seat, and understandably so, and I'm totally fine with that. I just want everybody to know what's going on. This is why I kind of disappeared and why there's no new content forthcoming on a regular basis. I just haven't had time to record, and I'll be honest, I haven't had the energy to record or to edit or to do anything really outside of work and my basic responsibilities and this. So that's why things are happening the way they're happening and why I don't want to put an end date on it. I don't want to promise you guys something and then have to say, "Oh, by the way, nope, not happening." So for November, like I said, there's no billing, so you guys won't be charged for November again, like you weren't for October. So hang out, enjoy the content that's here, and I do have a couple of things that I can throw up as bonuses here and there, and I probably will. I have a couple more songs, I think, that I can throw up. And then there might be an audio or two if I have a chance to finish the editing. So stay tuned for that. We'll see how that goes. When I come back, though, I've been looking at Patreon and thinking about how I want to do this. One of the things that I didn't like about the Patreon tiers before I took my break was some of the Discord rewards, especially in the higher tiers. In my Discord server, one of the things that I wanted to be able to do was, jump into the voice chats and have, movie nights or game nights or work nights or whatever, whenever I wanted. And by making those Patreon rewards, I effectively made it so that I couldn't do that because they were paid rewards that somebody was paying for, and I couldn't just, do it whenever I wanted because that's not fair to the person that was paying for them. So when I come back, the tiers are going to be juggled a little bit, and the Discord events are not going to be part of them. I don't even know if there's going to be a Discord server again. I just don't know if I have the time or the energy to go back to that. So the rewards when I get back will be more based on audios, content, that kind of thing. That being said, I have to shift my content creation and posting schedule. So what it might look like at this point, what I've mapped out, because I have been doing a lot of planning while I've been off. I can't record and I can't really edit, but I have my notebook at all times and I've been scratching out things. I think I'm going to do one day a week on Reddit, one day on Patreon, and one day on Siren. So I'll still have three audios a week, but it'll be one on each platform. And that way, Patreon's getting more than they were. Reddit is getting a little less. Now, the traffic on Reddit has not been great the last few audios, and just the board in general has been kind of dead. So I don't know whether it's just the time of year or what's happening, but there hasn't been as much activity. So I think pulling back to the once a week will work there. And then just focusing the content here on Patreon and on Siren. That'll work. I'm also going to be incorporating more Safe for Work. I have been getting more requests in my messages, and I still get messages even though I'm on break. I've been getting more requests for the comfort and the reassurance type audios. I got a big surge of those after I posted Weakness, of people asking for different types of comfort audios, different types of audios that deal with, you know, mental illness and like grief, loss, that kind of thing. So I want to look into that a little bit. I have a couple of professionals that I want to reach out to and see how to do that safely before I make that kind of content and post it, because I hesitate to make anything mental health related without doing the work and the research. And I want to make sure I stay on the right side of the line, because I'm not a professional by any stretch. If I can make something that makes somebody feel good, that's great, but I don't want to make anything that's going to cross any lines, you know? So Safe for Work content, definitely in the plans in one way or another. So that's out there. What else? Oh, I did have a bunch of stuff planned for Halloween. Halloween's my favorite holiday of the year. I love everything Halloween. I love, you know, scary movies. I love all of the atmosphere, the costumes, just the ability to just be wild and strange and do whatever you want. Like, it's such a great feeling to be able to connect with people about that specific interest. And I had this audio idea and a couple of audios actually that I was going to tie together, but unfortunately I didn't get a chance to record them. Everything went sideways. So there will be no Halloween event this year. I'll have to wait and see what happens next year, but yeah, life had other ideas. So I have shifted my focus to what's next, which is Christmas. Now, this is going to be a tight squeeze, but I have a Christmas event in mind that is music-based. So everything is based on music, all the audios, and it'll be a cohesive event. And this is something I've had in mind since about the beginning of July. I started thinking about this and sort of taking notes on it. And it's something that if I can put it together the way I want to, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. It will not be Patreon exclusive, but there'll be pieces that are. So there'll be part of it on Reddit and part of it on Patreon. And then at some point I'll post the whole damn thing to Siren. So there's that. And then I also have another event that I've been trying to figure out when to place it, when the ideal time to post it would be. And I think I'm actually going to aim for Valentine's Day. So February of 2021, because it's a musical theater event. So all the audios in it are based around musical theater. And I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day myself, because it's just become so commercialized. You know, it's all about the presents and the, you know, the big pink hearts and stuff like that. It's not necessarily about the love aspect or the passion aspect. So I like to celebrate the passion. So anything that celebrates passion, intimacy, that kind of thing is great in my book. And that's kind of what I want to focus on. So this event, I'll probably launch for that, that time period. And like I said, it'll be a musical theater event. It will be Patreon exclusive. That one will not go to Reddit. It will be exclusive to Patreon, and then probably later in the year, it'll go to Siren. So we'll see how that goes. This is all my plan for the next several months that I have mapped out. I also have 16 improv ideas planned out. This is what I've been doing. I've literally just been writing and putting together ideas, trying to plan out content for when I get back and can get in front of a microphone. So there's lots going on. If there was ever a concern that I'm not coming back, please don't worry, because I've got too much to do to not come back. excuse me. As you can hear, my voice is like rocked, and I haven't been using it. I have not been in front of a microphone in almost a month in any way, shape, or form. My poor equipment is sitting here feeling neglected because I have not been using it. I haven't been singing. I haven't been training. I haven't been recording. I haven't been doing any, like nothing. It's going to be painful when I come back and start doing any of the above. It's going to be, you know, on the holidays when you overindulge and you eat your face off and you think, ah, I'll deal with it in January. January comes and then you get your butt back in the gym and you feel like death warmed over because everything hurts. That's what it's going to feel like when I start training again. But it'll be worth it to get back into the shape that I should be in. And I've been a little bit lazy and, you know, let it drop. So here we are. But yeah, that's the goal. We're going to get all this fun stuff and Patreon's going to get bulked up a lot. The reason I want to bulk up Patreon is not because I'm worried about, you know, attracting new patrons and, you know, making more income and that kind of thing. It's really not about that. It's about you guys, the ones that have been here since, you know, the beginning and have supported me and didn't jump ship when I sort of said, hey, I'm out for a bit. I want to make sure that you guys are getting quality content and getting interesting rewards that you find valuable, especially when I turn billing back on and you are actually paying for them. I want to make sure you're getting something worth paying for, and I want to make sure that you're happy with what you find here. So if there's anything that you like as a patron reward, good Lord, apparently I'm going to have to work on my speech as well when I start training again. If there's anything you'd like as a patron reward, please shoot me a message, drop a comment, whatever. I'm always taking ideas into consideration. Patreon's a weird animal because you never know what people want and what will make them happy. Like, when you're paying for something, you want to get something that you feel you got value out of your money for, right? So that is different for everybody. So if there's something that you feel you would, you know, look at that and say, oh, that's great, I would be happy paying for that, please let me know. I'm still figuring out this Patreon thing. and it's still a work in progress. So as I'm reshifting everything, as I'm figuring out the tiers, as I'm looking at rewards and things that I want to do, it's the time to take suggestions and to look at working in ideas from the people that are actually patrons, and that are, you know, going to be here and enjoying the content. So definitely let me know. I'm looking at my list and I think I've covered everything. Yes, I have. Haha, look at that. And it's not a half hour long. It's like 13 minutes. Aha, it's good. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I am around. Please, if anything comes up, feel free to message me. Here on Patreon is better than Reddit. I'm avoiding Reddit right now just because I don't have time to be sucked into the vortex. I check Reddit like every 3 to 4 days. So, if you need me or, you know, you want to reach out, Patreon or Discord are better. Cause like I said, I have not been checking Reddit. That being said, if you have left a comment or, you know, sent me a message on Reddit, I am checking. It's just, I'm a little slow to respond at this point in time. So, yeah, anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you're all still enjoying the content that is here. I did remove one audio because it's scripted, and the audio itself is not going to be publicly released now. It was originally and it's not now. So I don't want to have something that's scripted behind a paywall, especially if it's only behind the paywall. So I did remove that one, but everything else is here as it was. So enjoy. I'll hopefully be back to creating content sooner rather than later. And take care of each other, take care of yourself, stay safe. I know it's crazy out there still with COVID and everything. Have a happy Halloween if you celebrate. If you don't, enjoy your fall. Hope the weather is good where you are. And I will talk to you all soon. Take care, guys.